Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, Valentine's Day, less than a week away. And if you're in a relationship, chances are you're going to be having some Valentine's Day sex. In the show, I'm giving you tips to make it the hottest one yet, plus answering your emails. Thanks so much for listening. Okay, people, the genius design team at WeVibe has done it again. The brand new Nova by WeVibe is quite simply a dual stimulation superstar in that it expertly pleasures your clitoris and G-spot at the same time without missing a beat. You might be thinking, that sounds a lot like my favorite rabbit vibe, but it's not. Because unlike traditional rabbits that tend to lose contact when you slide the shaft outward, the Nova's external stimulator is extra long and curved, creating firm, flexible external pressure while you maneuver the G-spot stimulator however you like it. This is what I'm saying. That's a lot of mumbo jumbo. I want to break this down for you. Is that it's a dual stimulation vibe. So you want the outside vibe to constantly be on your clitoris. You don't want to leave your clitoris just because you're inserting something else inside of you. So now you can move the internal one in and out, but that little clitoral part never leaves your clitoris. And that's what women need. We need that to achieve orgasm. The Nova's easy to use controls let you cycle through its multiple vibration modes and even allows you to work the internal and external stimulation independently. And if it wasn't mind-blowing enough, of course, there's now an app, WeConnect app. You could use it on yourself. Your partner can vibe you. It's awesome. Go to sexwithemily.com. Look for the Nova banner. Click on it and check it out. Use promo code Emily for special discounts. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Relationships and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, our blogs, our YouTube channel. Check that shit out. We've got a lot going down, a lot of content, a lot of things to help you have better sex and relationships, because that's what we're all about, right, Menace?
All the time, all day,
24/7.
Sexwithemily.com, people.
Right? You love it. What were you saying when we were talking earlier that you said you talked about this on your show? On your morning show, the Woody Show.
Yes.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That you just got renewed for like 15 more years or something.
Oh, 3 years, but I wish it was 15.
They
did offer more, but we like to keep our options
totally
open.
Totally.
Yeah, but 3 years is great. Yeah, it's a daily podcast. We talk about pop culture, barely
love that.
Any sex.
No,
so
but people
you
love
can't
that.
Masturbate
if you,
to it.
No, but listen, if people like podcasts, they should listen to the Woody podcast.
Yeah, just search the Woody Show, you'll find it.
Totally.
I'm on there.
I have
with
no
crew
problem.
Of people.
You should talk about that more. But
I do.
You were saying something earlier, but then I could read about how you said
yeah.
I was talking
on
your show.
On our previous podcast, we were talking about being cool with your exes.
And oh, like, that was
oh,
it. That was it.
Emily from Sex with Emily podcast.
BFF.
She is like going on vacation with exes and like,
you know what?
Hanging
people
out,
look at their boyfriends and they're
like in the mix with their exes and stuff like that, which is just like kind of like recently in the news. You know, did you hear about the whole Kanye, Amber Rose, and Wiz Khalifa drama?
Yep.
And then they all squashed it, and Kim Kardashian invited Amber Rose, who is Kanye West's ex-girlfriend, over to Kim Kardashian's mom's house to squash all the beef that they were talking about.
Oh, just to get cut, nip it in the
bud? They're like, hey, let's end all this.
That's good. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's really mature.
And then they posted selfies together and put them on each other's Instagrams. They selfied and made up.
That's, you know what?
So I don't know if they're going to be going on vacation with each other, but I believe you can like
I take
be
it to that
cool,
level. You can be cool. And it's true. Actually, when I'm in a relationship now, I think about, God, when we break up, this will be fun to be friends with him, and because this is what I'll enjoy about our friendship. But some people think about their current boyfriends as like maybe being their husbands. I just picture them being my best friend after we break up.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost touch with all pretty much all my exes, but I've always been cool with them after. I never had, like, really a bad breakup.
Right. Yeah. You're just kind of... Maybe, like, one. The Everyone fade. Always has Everyone's one. Everyone's got one bad breakup.
But most of them is usually pretty cool. Yeah. Unless you're the crazy one, and then it's always
Well, it's always
drama.
The girl's the crazy one.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Guys are like, oh, I love her. Guys, she's amazing. No. She's the best. Oh, my God, she's amazing. And then I'm like, what happened to that cool girl you're dating? He's like, she's a crazy bitch.
Oh, crazy bitch. She set my says. Shit on fire, yeah. You know? But no, there's crazy
she's
guys
always
out
crazy.
There, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are lots of crazy guys. That's true. So I wanted to say that it's Valentine's Day coming up. And
it
I know
is.
You have a very... It's very close to your heart in many ways, but also maybe there's some trauma. I'm not sure that your mother was a florist.
Yes.
I just don't
like,
know if
it
that was
her Christmas.
Right.
Not a lot of trauma. The thing is like,
I always assume childhood stuff is trauma. Sorry.
No. It was great. My mother was a florist when I was growing up in high school. She would send me with like two bags of single roses. And I was like the man at school. Cause I was just hooking up every girl that like did not have a boyfriend that was giving flowers that day,
oh,
or maybe
like
girls that didn't have a boyfriend, but they didn't give flowers.
You're like, you know? I don't care.
Yeah. So that part was great. But then also the part was like, oh my God, like so much money that's being spent, you know, because right now, before Valentine's Day, we can go drive down the street and we can get a dozen roses for like $10.
Right.
But when it becomes Valentine's Day, holy crap. Like now that my mom was a florist, now when I see flowers, like I look at the quality and
right,
I go.
Right, you can tell. You can tell about
yeah,
quality,
I can tell,
right?
Like, oh, that's crappy.
How do people tell? Tell people how to tell, because women know.
Yeah, well,
what's
like,
bad quality?
Like, okay, so.
The kind of Walgreens?
On Valentine's Day, you have to go with the roses. Don't go with like some dumb bouquet that doesn't have like, that has tulips
really?
In
okay.
it and stuff like that. Go with, definitely go with the roses. Don't go with the roses that have like a bunch of. Baby's breath and like all these other
just flowers
ferns in them. Yeah, like just try to keep it simple.
Okay.
And I think that's the best way to go. And
okay. Then, good advice from a florist son.
Yeah, and I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but like a minimum, it's probably going to cost you for something decent. It's like $150, like
for
delivery.
A dozen roses.
Yeah, with delivery and everything.
How much it costs? I'd rather just have that money.
Yeah, I know.
Just give me gift cards to Neiman Marcus, honey.
Well,
Happy Valentine's
is, that's
Day.
That's why
thank
I see
you.
It as such a waste because I know. Because
you know the cost. You know
the
what goes on the underbelly.
It doesn't last that long.
I know.
You know? It's terrible.
It just seems silly. But you're right. But we are going to be talking today about Valentine's Day a little bit. And we're going to get into some sexy moves that are, I always, you know, it's a sex show, people. So there are some things. We always talk about spicing it up and doing things differently. We're going to break down the very specific things that you could do on Valentine's Day if you're hoping to have Valentine's Day sex or just, you know. Next time you're with someone. But I don't know. It's been a while since I've got... Because I always find it difficult, more challenging to get into, like, specific positions to explain. Mm-hmm. In the past, I used to be like, look, and we're on the air and I'm trying to show, like, a penis with my hands. But these are actually things that I'm going to be able to explain that you can do.
Sweet.
And then I've got a little sex in the news.
Nice.
A misprinted summons sent potential jurors to phone sex line. Did you hear about this?
No.
This is amazing. You'll love this. This is in Mississippi. A Mississippi circuit clerk's office apologized to 350 residents whose jury summons contained an error sending them to a phone sex hotline.
Yes.
So Jackson County circuit clerk Randy said he found out about the error. And they informed residents to call a phone number on Monday. You call and you're like, do I have jury duty, do I not? And it said, for hot girls, press 1. For hot guys, press 2.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it,
right? Hopefully no one did it on purpose. But he said, please accept my apologies. And he said that the company's been contracting for years. What do you say? The company has been, you know, that it wasn't, whatever. They apologized. And he said, it's very embarrassing. I'm sure at some point down the road, I might sit back and laugh. But right now, it's not very funny.
Yeah. Oh, no, dude. He's laughing in the office.
That is kind of funny. You picture the old lady going, what? I don't get it. Like the 80-year-old, like, why do they want me to talk to hot girls?
I wish I had a video of that. That would be great.
It is kind of funny. You should Google it. There probably is a video going on about it. Okay, so V-Day sex moves. Sex moves.
Oh, we're getting right into the sex? Or
I don't
just
know.
Like,
I don't have
you should
much,
do something for V-Day.
Well, we have a show that came out earlier this week on GIFs.
Oh, I would have loved to have been part of that one. Can you give me a brief breakdown?
Oh, okay. Do you want some tips?
No, just like, what did you say in the
GIFs? That's a good, you know what? That's actually a really, really good point. Madison will pull it up, but do you want to talk about it? Like, we talked about like GIFs for the single girls, GIFs for the guy. Some of our
favorite toys. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we did debate. Yeah, go.
Okay. As as ladies,
who's in charge?
No. What do you at least expect on Valentine's Day? And don't tell me you don't expect anything.
No, my thing is, if they say I don't care, I don't want anything, they just do something. Because it is a day about love. It's a day about recognizing your relationship and doing something special. So I think we want, but it differs from people to people. Madison was on the show. Madison helped me with the show since, you know, you can't always be there. Madison's awesome. Uh-huh. What would you like, Madison?
I think the whole point and what we definitely, the point we're trying to get across is it's all about knowing your partner, which is why what you were saying about the terrible flowers and stuff like that. Like if you're going to go flowers, get flowers that you know that they like. Like if they like lilies, get them lilies. Yeah. If they like tulips, I don't know who likes tulips, get them tulips. And like,
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So
I like lilies the best. But
yeah, there you go. So it's all about, I want a gift that's going to show me that my partner knows me and knows what I like versus like cookie cutter gifts.
Right.
Look. That's great and everything, but you gotta get the flowers that are gonna make all the other bitches in the office jealous. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You gotta go above and beyond. You know what I'm saying?
You have to send them to the office so she looks good.
Of course. Yeah. That's the pimp move.
My whole thing is flowers die. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm like 25 and like I don't have a lot of places to put flowers. But like when people send me flowers, they die. Like I don't have anywhere to put them, then I have to throw them out. Like it is a waste,
right?
But you have to do it. It's just a thing that
I don't know if you have to. I think the point
is love. But I know women say I don't care.
I don't care about flowers. But if we're in a relationship, do something, plan something, card. I don't care about what it is. We even did some DIY gifts that were cool. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay.
We talked about our favorite toys of the year. I'm trying to think if you already.
No. But I'm just saying. As women, what do you expect? Okay.
I guess I expect, right, but also it's interesting.
What's after that?
I think I expect a plan, but we could plan it together even. If I'm in a relationship, I don't need him to be like freaking out for a week in advance thinking what to do. Just let's talk about it. Like, I don't want to go to a fancy restaurant and sit with all the other couples. Like, I'd rather do something. It's a Sunday. We talked about a lot of fun day dates you could do. I want to go like ice skating.
Okay.
I just decided.
Okay.
I might go alone. It'll be fun. But but just something, you know, you could make a whole day. You could do a picnic outside, picnic in your house. Like, you could bring in food and make it, like, have a super sexy evening at home.
Well, definitely, if you plan, I mean, I wouldn't surprise them with the picnic. I would definitely have a discussion first.
Right.
What if they're allergic to grass? You, like, take them to a park, and they're just sitting there itching from head to toe.
Right. Yeah. We talked about, like, Netflix and chill, like, Vita Edition.
I hope, like,
volunteer together.
Okay, can I just give advice to women? Don't have that discussion to say, like, what you want to do. Because the guys can be like, oh, so what do you want to do? And you're like, oh, nothing.
And then
you know you really want to do something, right?
You're right, you're right.
Because then you're going to totally hold it against him when he doesn't has anything to do.
You're
so
right.
It's going to be something super lame.
Couples
that you don't
just
like
don't
to
talk
do.
Enough about anything across the board, I think is what I'm realizing. And I've realized that, is that it's truly... These things that should be so easy of just saying what we want. This is what I like. This is what I prefer. This is what I want in bed. You know, it's so easy to say what we don't want. But why is it, even in life when you're trying to pick a career or you're trying to pick anything, it's like, what do I want? It's so hard.
Yeah.
And then if that's, I think the reason why people don't communicate it a lot is part of it, they don't want to be judged. But a big part of it is they just don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe some girls are like, I want a dozen roses and I want a dinner.
Perfect.
But I think a lot might be okay with talking about it and making an experience that you both share. It's 2016. Like, do you feel like you're in charge of Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, my girlfriend definitely gave me a guide. She's like, look.
What'd she say? See, I want to be one of those girls. Tell me what she said.
She said, she's more of a dude than I am. She's like, all I want is a steak dinner. I go, done. Easy.
Oh, right. You're going to take her to a bow or something?
Yeah, I'll take her to a nice steak place. And then
that's good. That's
she
easy.
She didn't really expect flowers because I think it's a waste, but I already set that up too.
How about
so.
The sexy lovemaking stuff?
For work, I have to be at a hotel. So I'll
that's the night you're going to go to the DoubleTree?
To a hotel, yeah.
Oh, another hotel. Okay, don't talk about it.
Yeah, but I am doing commercials for DoubleTree, so everybody should stay at DoubleTree.
Oh my God, I want to know where you're going. See, okay, now that I'm thinking about it, ice skating, for the day, maybe for like an hour. But I would love to go away to like the Four Seasons for the night. Like, I love nice hotels, and I love staying in really nice hotels. That's what I would love. I would love a trip for the weekend because Steve would stay in L.A. And I want a massage. And I want to eat room service in bed and then watch TV.
All right. Well, Madison, she's in a relationship. So have you had a discussion?
Yeah.
About Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but we're going to San Francisco.
Because of you, your buddy hooked him up with some.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So we're going to Crush, and we're staying. Mm-hmm. His parents live in San Jose, so we're spending Valentine's in his childhood bedroom.
Oh hell yeah!
With his parents on the other side of the wall, so we get to do silent sex, which is just about the most awkward sex of all time.
Silent sex.
In a hotel room, hotel tonight.
We honestly, his parents like spoil.
They'd be weird about it.
No, not only that, they spoil us. Like when we stay with them, I mean, like everything we could possibly want, they provide. They do my laundry when I go there. I've been doing my laundry since I was like 15 years old.
Do they provide rose petals on the bed and lube?
They do not. I bring my own lube. Well, we're gonna get back Sunday night, so we'll probably do like our big like hot sex thing Sunday night when we get back to our apartment.
Oh, right, back to San Francisco, LA.
Yeah, when we get back to LA. But yeah, I make a point because he's not a good planner and I don't like, he does things last minute. Mm-hmm. So I always ask him ahead of time, like, hey, so let's talk about Valentine's Day. What do you want to do? What do I want to do? Let's figure it out because I don't want him to stress out about it and I don't want him to feel guilty
and feel bad. That's really good.
Like I try to take some of the pressure off of him because I'd feel terrible if like it was up to me and I was just like floundering around there. He's not a mind reader.
Yeah,
so.
Guys don't know. Yeah. I mean, and women don't know either. That's why I'm saying talk
that's
about
why
it.
To help him out.
Yeah. Some know. Your girlfriend knows, but you know. But you also don't want to be the girl who like, I want him to be a mind reader and figure it out.
I know. And if you haven't had that discussion yet with your partner and you are the female in the relationship, you should totally bring it up because if it comes around Valentine's Day, you're just going to have an argument and a crappy Valentine's
Day. So you have 5 days right now to figure it out.
If he hasn't said anything, say, hey, what do you think we should do for Valentine's Day?
Right. It's obvious. There's nothing wrong with that. You're so right. That's a great way to put it. So what
do you
think about
this? Guys are dumb. They're going to disappoint
you. I know. Everyone says that. Guys are dumb. Guys are dumb. They are going to disappoint you. And I think some women want to be disappointed a lot.
Why have drama on Valentine's Day?
You're so right.
So stupid.
Like, I thought he would do something. And why didn't he do something? And
or what we did was lame. We went bowling.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, nothing wrong with bowling. I would love to go bowling.
No, right. I get it. You're absolutely right.
It might not be something you want to do.
Right. And you could tell them that, like, it's together. Like, what do you want to do? What should we do? Here's some ideas.
Yeah.
God, I just think we kept so much love together.
We did.
Right. I feel like people were just about to break up all over the place.
Talk about it.
But a little bit of sex stuff that just we're going to throw in there that it is Valentine's Day. And it is the one day of the year that you can focus on a little sexy something different.
Of course.
Right? You're going to be in a hotel room.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy that.
You want to come to my trunk and I'll give you some like candles and lube?
Yes. Because you need better gas mileage. It's just weighing you down.
I know. I do need a new car. It is. I do need a new car anyway. But, okay, so the largest male sex organ, we know what it is, your penis. We know how to work it. You say you guys are simple. But women, you know, we're wired a little bit differently. And the arousal starts in our brains. So it starts in our minds. So, you know, guys have to like tell us ahead of time, like sexy things they want to do, set the scene. Light candles, the glow of the candles, the scents, all of that. Create a mood, give a massage. You could stay at home and do all these things. But, like, I feel like it should be the night where you're doing something that you haven't done before. So it could be a sensual massage, which we've talked a lot about on the show. Teasing, which I know you don't want to be teased. Or go slowly, too. This could be a night of so sensual sex. I think that a lot of women would like. Here's what I know. So being on Love Line, we've been talking about this, Ali, that we're going to start having callers in a way that works for us because we tried it here before. Because a lot of times we get emails from people and it's hard to like, we don't get the whole story, right?
Yeah, but
like,
there's parts missing.
So oftentimes, for example, like in Love Line, and there's another show I do it twice a week now. It's also a podcast, Love Line, check it out. But people call in, they're like, I just want more. My husband, we were together, the sex was great, but now I feel like this woman said he's butterfingers, or just he goes right for my, you know, like we always talk about, like he goes right for the sex. And so I just think that if you are having sex the same way, if you're in a relationship, it's probably gotten to some sort of routine, no judgment, but this is the night where you could slow it down a little bit, try a little something different. You know, with massage oil, with a little blindfold, or just going slow, kissing, that making out when you're having sex, looking into each other's eyes, you know? Mm-hmm. Move slow, 5 times slower, all of that. This is the time to do it.
Slow it down.
Slow that shit down.
Just for once.
And then teasing.
Because guys just want to jackrabbit 24/7.
They do. They really, at the end of the day, you would, right? You just want it over.
Of course. Of course. Every guy.
I don't think every guy. But guys of your genre.
Like,
and there are
90% of dudes.
Teasing.
Every guy, Madison's shaking her head.
Do you think every guy just really wants a jackhammer if left to his own device?
My boyfriend texted me to thank me for having slow sensual sex with him and not being like, just get it over with. Like, full on was like, I really liked having like romantic sex with you.
Whatever the F you want to hear.
No, he wants it.
He called her out of the blue.
Honestly, he didn't, like, I don't ask for this at all. Like, usually I'm just like, yeah, go ahead, do your thing. I'll just be here because, like, I'm tired. And we had, like, full on sex. And he texted me out of the blue and was like, I just want to tell you that was, like, really amazing last night. I really liked that we were able to go slow. Yeah.
Can you explain what went down in that session? Because this is what I'm talking about. No, you don't have to be really specific, but when you're saying it was intimate and it was connected and different.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about what led up to it, which was he heard me listening to porn and was like, so what was that? And then I was like, well, I guess we're having sex because I don't want to explain that I was just looking at porn for no reason. So that was real romantic. What? No, it was the fact that like we...
What happened?
We did like, it was like up close positions kind of where we were like moving really slow and really like intimate. We're like looking at each other's eyes and we were kissing a lot and things like that where it's like, well, I don't know, we were like up against each other, like pressed up really close, and it was just like we were connecting on a level. And he wasn't asking me a lot of questions, which I absolutely hate.
What kind of questions?
He'll be like, do you like it better like this or like this? And I'm like, dude, I had to have a conversation with him about it like a couple days ago. I was like, dude, like you gotta stop asking me questions, because like the whole point of sex is to get me out of my head, and then you're asking me questions and I'm like, oh shit, which do I like better? Do I want it that way or do I want it that way? And then all of a sudden I've lost the moment and I'm like, whatever, just do what you want to do, it's over for me.
I can imagine Emily asking a billion questions.
No.
True or...
I don't ask a lot of questions during sex. No, not at all. In fact, I should talk
really?
More. Really? No.
So you just save it till after.
I'm like, oh, by the way.
That's where guys hate it the most.
I'm like, okay, let's talk. Listen.
Let's talk for 3 hours after having sex.
I don't ask a lot of questions during sex. I think I got lazy.
You do like a debriefing after, though. Like, afterward, you're like, so what did you like?
Sometimes
what
I'm
did
like,
you not
how
like?
How did I feel on your balls when I used the blowjob spray? Could you felt that your penis became more lubricated?
Let me get out my recorder. I need to take notes. Let me voice memo this.
I do take notes on the yellow pads after. I've had guys handle things really well, like sexually, that I've had to write down.
Sounds yeah. Like- nightmare.
But I don't use names. I change the names to protect the innocent. But teasing also, so I thank you for that description, Madison, of your slow and sensual sex. That is, your hearts are pressed together. You were moving together. He was not talking. Yeah. Thank God.
It was great.
Be like, yeah, well, you should call him and thank him for not talking.
I should. I think I told him later, I was like, I liked that. It was like quiet.
I liked that too, because it was so quiet. That's a great way to do it. Mm. But this is why the tease is so important, because it starts it up. It's and the longer you have the suspense, the longer you wait for anything, like to eat these brownies, which I'm kind of eating now.
Yeah.
I can't help it because I'm so hungry.
So delicious.
But everything tastes better when you wait. The suspense in life. That's what's part of what makes sex so hot is that.
How can
the
you
beginning,
tease without being cheesy? Because I just laugh so hard.
I know, but like you could just. I know, Manus, but really, you know. Instead of undress her slowly. Kiss her.
I can't do it.
Kiss her ears. You probably never undressed her. You're like, bitch, get undressed. No, you haven't.
It's like, I don't try to be all like slow and sexy about it. So,
well, that's not you. Then make it a game. Make it more playful. You don't have to like.
Whatever it is, just something different. It's so 80s.
You don't have to be like 50 Shades of Grey, like have him like stone faced and stuff. No, like laugh through it. That's fine if that's like how your relationship is. Don't take it too seriously.
Dying.
Bring a blindfold her and give her a massage. Uh-huh.
She won't be able to see you laughing if she has a blindfold on.
If she has a blindfold,
I would have
you can
to wear an effing muzzle because I'd be dying. So
you could just say it's churro or something. Yeah. I get it. There are. It's so funny because I actually went to see this comedian the other night. What the fuck's his name? I saw Bill Burr and I saw a few others that were great, but he was saying that it was really funny. He goes, what am I gonna do? He's like, I'm gonna get up there like with my wife and be like, okay, if she came out in a French maid uniform, I'd be like, that's funny, like I'd laugh. He's like, because first of all, there are no hot French maids. Like, you don't go to France and there's not French maids running around trying to clean your room. Why is it happening? So, but the premise of it is like, I would laugh at that. People say spice it
up. That's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing, what people don't realize is that yes, at first you might laugh when you try something new and you might not succeed at it, if you will, just like when that's why people don't want to try new things. But after you get through the laughing the first time, you might be like, okay, wait, we're laughing, but that's kind of hot. Like, you're wearing that little thing, and I'm going to spank your, or I'm going to take it off you. Like, it just might see her in a different light as a French maid. Maybe that turns you on, or maybe it's a schoolgirl. But I know everything sounds cliche, but that's because it actually is, and it can work to shake. The thing that gets boring in relationships is the novelty. Is that there is no, it, that it's not novel anymore. There's nothing exciting. There's nothing new or spontaneous. So you want to do something a little bit different.
And look, and I'm not speaking for all guys because I know there's going to be a billion thirsty guys emailing and saying, oh, I love it. Tease me all day. I want to see your feet and masturbate to them and stuff like that, you know? I'm just speaking for myself. So right. I don't want anybody like, oh,
I don't expect you
screw
doing
him.
This.
I don't laugh. Emily, come over here. Dress up as a French maid. I would love it.
Go, but we always say this, buy costumes together. Like go online or go somewhere. Oh like, you God. Know, it'd be really fun.
Yeah, be Batman and Robin. Would you be Batman?
I would be. Could be a sexy Batman.
Wow.
Not the Hamburglar, but a Bat Robin. Batman, yeah.
Bat Robin.
Bat Robin. Bat Mammoth. I'd be a rabbit.
Like I heard Bat Rabbit also.
No, there's Batwoman was sexy. She was pretty hot.
Yeah, I would do that.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
You could rock a full latex bodysuit. Let's do that.
I could totally do that.
You should. I have a friend. I have a friend who
does latex. I love latex. Latex is hot. So,
you should start doing that on your Instagram and blow up.
What, sexy latex? Let's do a latex photo shoot. Do you have someone?
I know someone, who does latex, and they do full bodysuits.
Latex it all day.
Dude. And you should put lube on to latex to get latex over your body. Dude, that's kind of fun. I love wearing lube.
My buddy, his uncle, was, like, super into porn, right? And we were helping him move from San Jose, California. He might be related to your boyfriend's family. I don't know. But from San Jose to Tahoe, right? So he had, like, tons and tons of porn. And he had, like, this latex porn stuff where people would vacuum seal themselves and have, like, hoses out of their mouths.
To breathe, yeah. No, it is. Well, that's a little extreme.
F is that?
Well, people have latex fetishes.
I know.
It's a fetish. Dude, I just want to wear a sexy latex catsuit.
Yeah. There's so many fetishes out there.
We're going to get a foot. Aren't we having a few fetishes on the show we talked about?
Yeah. What's one of the plans coming up? We're doing a
bunch of new exciting shows this year with a lot more guests and people who have interesting things.
Oh, my God.
A foot fetish. You'd have a heart attack. Or do you know someone?
It's so huge. So, like, on our show, on the Woody Show, we have this guy named Seabass, and we sent him to go do all this crazy stuff. And in Los Angeles, they have these foot fetish parties. And then so we sent him to go, like, cover it. And he went in there, and it's just women, and they're just, like, getting paid, and they go into a private room. And nothing sexual is, like...
No, they're just touching their feet. I love foot massage.
They're just worshiping their feet and, like, paying these women, like, crazy money. And it's just going... Again, we've always tried to crack the foot fetish code.
Just a like thing what, from childhood.
Yeah, what is about it that makes it sexy, you know? And I would love if you could just email to say.
Triggered from a childhood. We've had emails. It's like something that's triggered.
No, they never really explain it. They
we're
just
getting
say,
someone in.
You know what? I like it. But you know what? I like boobs and butts and thighs, but...
But they require, a fetish means that he requires it for orgasm, for completion.
Yeah. And so if somebody could just break it down and say why... That'd be great.
We've talked,
but I don't think we've had.
Well, it's
that
different
yet.
For each person, but a lot of times something will trigger in childhood, like something with a foot or a memory, and then that can become a sexual thing for them. It can be through a lot of different reasons.
The funniest thing at this party that he was telling us that there was a chip bowl. Like, I would not put my hands in the chip bowl at the foot fetish party. You know? Would you?
No.
Like, even if I was starving.
Dude, that is a really funny observation. Do you know what though? I would. Like, I would. If I was hungry, I would not have made that connection. Dude, now I'm about to throw up.
Yeah.
But I totally understand what you're saying, that would be really gross.
Do you also eat the bar nuts? Like, when you go to bars, do you eat the bar nuts? Because that's really bad, too.
Is that?
So, are you ladies going now, though? Because I apparently can make some good money.
Yeah, I love. Well, they've been. I just want the part where they massage. I don't want them rubbing their penis against.
They might put their mouth on your feet, if that's cool.
That kind of feels good, but usually it's by with someone I like.
We paid this guy, my coworker, $200 to suck on my toe for 5 seconds. So he sucked on my toe.
Oh.
And it was, felt so nasty and gross. Like, I would not want that.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's just like a dare type thing.
Oh, my God.
He got the $200. I didn't get shit.
You didn't get shit for a second.
Sucked.
And you were all grossed out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Could have stopped thinking about it for
I think
day.
We should take a field trip to this foot fetish museum.
You should. I'll get you guys all the information.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We'd like to go.
Wait.
Kiss your girlfriend's feet this week.
Yeah.
What?
She has really small feet, which
that's
is cool.
Cute. Perfect. That's sexy. Yeah.
You could do like deep throat.
Yeah. Totally.
Deep throat her big toe.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm not into feet, but I do like buying her shoes because I can appreciate a good quality
shoe. I know you do. You do like the shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything good lately you bought? Nice, I'm just curious.
Lately, nah, nothing that you would like.
Okay. How do you know?
Well, you don't like Vans and stuff like that.
I would do rock some Vans, but
I mean,
we're
going to Vegas, so, you know, there's
always... Take
her
shopping. I want a guy who takes me shopping, too. I love YSL. I'd love a man just take me shopping. I'm, like, ready for that phase of my life.
They have websites for that.
It's got, like, sugar daddies,
What's your price?
But he'd be, like, 90 now. But that'd be fun. If he would
I always told you you should set up that Amazon wish list.
I know.
Set up a wish
list. You should. Oh, my gosh,
you
should.
Do you think people would buy me YSL pumps?
I mean, I don't know about that, but they'd buy you things. They'd buy you nice things. We should set it up for our sound equipment.
Hey,
well, you guys want to buy sound equipment, we'll do more shows.
I know, but...
It's expensive,
And it's like, hey, before... Like, you don't charge anybody for the podcast. If they want to buy you something, cool.
That'd be so nice. Yeah. How about buy us equipment? We should Kickstarter.
No, we absolutely should.
Buy it.
We'll make an Amazon wish list, a Sex and Emily Amazon wish list with all of the sound equipment we need. And if anybody wants to support the show.
And some shoes.
Yeah, and some shoes.
And some lingerie.
That'd be awesome.
I love it. That's really sweet. Thank you all for supporting the show. Because we are going to get our own little studio. Because right now we move around, but we just want to be centrally. We want to be located somewhere. We can just talk whenever we want to talk, which is often. Okay, I'm going to. But first, I'm going to talk about a few things.
Okay, cool.
From our sponsors.
Sorry. We're going like so off topic.
I don't even know what we're saying. But it's a good show, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Adam, I love it. I'm going to tell you about it. I don't care if anybody else likes it.
I love you.
I think it's
great. I feel really connected to you again. Yeah. I feel like we should have slow sensual, intense, heart-to-heart sex.
Whoa, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Valentine's Day.
Take a number.
Adam and Eve, though. Adam and Eve, you know what they say.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve says, yo, you can make this Valentine's Day one that you'll both never forget. With an amazing offer from adamandeve.com.
Uh-huh.
Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com. You'll find 18,000 adult entertainment products to choose from. They've got laundry, DVDs. They've got, you get a romance kit for free. Mm-hmm. And the romance has a toy for him, a toy for her, and a free DVD, and free shipping on your entire order. They got a lot of free gifts. They got some great toys and lubes and stuff like that. Go to adamandeve.com. Use code Emily. And that's what happens. And you get 50% off an item and free gifts and free shipping. Because I friggin' hate when they gouge you for shipping. Because that sucks.
I know. Like something. Okay. I know it's not a sex toy.
I don't care.
But so I really like these cookies. And you can only get them in Hawaii and in Las Vegas, right?
Okay.
But let's say you live in Los Angeles and you want the cookies sent to you. Well, the factory is only in Hawaii. So the cookies are $20, but the goddamn shipping is $20 too. So you're paying $40 for a box of cookies. Shout out to Honolulu cookies; they're delicious. If anybody wants,
do they send them to you though, and not make you pay for shipping?
No, I wish.
Oh, let's have them send us some. Let's send this to them. We love your cookies. We'll eat them because I'm eating some brownies now on the air.
Honolulu cookies—they're like shortbread cookies. They're delicious.
Oh, I don't like shortbread cookies.
Oh, you'll like these ones.
Okay, no, I love Honolulu cookies. Though they're called.
Yeah, Honolulu. Cookie company.
Okay, but also what you could get in the mail for free shipping, I think it's free shipping, is the Fleshlight.
Ooh.
Yes, the Fleshlight.
Solid.
Yeah, you use your hand. Okay, you use your hand, and that's it. And then you have sex, hopefully. Sounds like you're having sex. But for guys, you just want to mix up your masturbation routine. This feels like you're actually having sex, and it just is this incredible sensation. All the Fleshlights have different ridges and edges, and it just feels different on your penis. And the material, that the flesh-like material... Well, it looks like a flashlight, but it's a can. It's called the Fleshlight. It's made – NASA invented it. So it's like a really great material.
Who feels knew
like
NASA it's a vagina had a side job?
I know, exactly. There is the – it's just, you know, spice up your masturbation. I've got a million toys to use. Why not try a Fleshlight? Mm-hmm. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and get one of those because it's a good time. Put in your Valentine's Day stocking. They should have stockings for Valentine's Day.
They should.
But they don't. Yeah. Okay, the other thing is what?
Oh, I don't know why we haven't talked about this.
Yeah.
With the...
Why haven't we?
Because I think that you were into it for a while. It was popular a couple years ago where everybody was talking about it, right?
What?
But now it's like back in the forefront a little bit. So earlier I talked about that whole drama between Kanye and Amber Rose, his ex and all this stuff. Well... So Kanye was on Twitter talking all this crap.
I saw the whole thing about – right. Like,
and then
her, she said he likes up the butt. He likes
finger
in
the booty.
Mm-hmm. Finger in the booty.
Finger in the booty. Problem. Something you could try on Valentine's Day if you want to. But
that was on my list.
You were really promoting that heavy for a while. I think about – Maybe back in San Francisco.
I wasn't promoting it heavy.
All
I was
about
saying,
you're saying like try it.
Emily Moore supports butt stuff.
Yeah, I was promoting it. Yeah, I was like, everyone should go get their prostate milk.
You were outside the radio station with picket signs, finger in the booty. You were like, you were in the forefront. It was probably.
Oh, you thought I talked about it first, and now everything's about anal and butts.
No. When I first heard about it was, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before. Was that movie Road Trip.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was like all about it and then milking the prostate.
Right.
But, and then like a year later after that movie came out, it was all in the magazines and talking about it.
Well, because it's like the male G-spot. And a lot of men think that it makes them gay. There'll be no sensations there. It'll be painful, whatever it is. And men don't want to ever play with it or have it even try it out. But a lot of men can experience great pleasure by having a finger in the booty.
Yeah, but now it's been taken to the extreme. So the finger in the booty was like, you know, big a couple years ago. But now it's pegging.
Pegging.
Why,
well,
see,
we've been talking about that for a long time.
Like I tell you, it's always a gateway, right? You get a finger, and next thing you know, you get a full-on dildo in
your booty. Pegging's been talking about
that
for a long time, though. But you think now more and more people are talking about pegging. I agree that they are. I agree that they are. Like pegging, because there's the finger, and then there's a woman wears a strap on, and she becomes a full-on man and penetrates her partner carefully with lots of lube.
Which is,
I'm sorry
I repeat a lot of stuff, but the Broad City, which is a great show on Comedy Central.
I
want to
watch it. That's what I'm going to do on Valentine's Day.
You can watch
it. I've got so many plans now.
You can watch it on Hulu, but they have a whole episode about this guy. One of the girls is into this guy, and he busts out a pegging apparatus.
And then she's like, no.
No, well, she's like, all right, I'll do it, you know? But she was kind of hesitant at first.
It's weird for some women. They're like, I don't know, you know? But some women.
When the
really
guy brings it up, I'm sure it might throw a woman off if they never experienced that before.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is the kind of thing, again, you might laugh, it might be uncomfortable, you might be like, whoa, this is weird. But it's like anything new. No one's an expert starting anything at all. It's the first time you had sex. Was that the best sex of your life? No. So this is what I'm trying to say, is about trying these new things. Like the thing we left off on was playing a role, because it allows you to become someone else and you lose your inhibitions, you explore your playful sides together, and it just brings a novelty into it. So you don't have to do like stranger in the bar or anything, but you can like dress in like a sex. You don't have any sexy outfits, maybe, but wouldn't it be fun if you like strippers, probably? If she dressed up in something sexy and did a little dance for you, I mean,
I would be laughing my ass off.
You really would?
Yeah. I have another question though about penises.
Go.
If you had a penis for a day, what would you do with it? What would you want to do?
I would use a flashlight, just because it's like I dream about flashlights.
You have it for 24 hours. You wake up in the morning.
I'd use my flashlight.
Flashlight.
I think it'd be cool. Yeah, and then I would go, then I would go, I guess I would have to go have sex with a vagina.
Yeah.
Like a real vagina. I'd have to go find a vagina.
Okay, let's say you have
a vagina? A girlfriend? Yeah,
available. What would you do? Like, what positions would you do?
Oh, my God.
Everything. Tell me.
I feel like I would know what to do, but maybe I would be nervous because I never had one before. Oh, my God. It'd be so weird in the way.
It's a whole different hip motion. That's what people don't realize, like, especially with pegging, when, like, women, like, wear strap-ons.
Right.
They don't realize that, like, our hips don't ever move that way. So there's like we have no experience in it. So it's hard. Like everyone's.
I was just jackhammering
See?
And the guy's ass.
Because it's so much fun. Whoa. That's not what I was talking about.
No, I would jackhammer. No, I would.
If you're having sex with a woman, you have your penis.
I'm trying to picture. Like, I'm trying to close
my
eyes.
What would you want? Would you want missionary? Would you want
probably
do a doggy?
I don't have a lot of time. I'd probably want missionary because it seems like that feels the best.
No. But doggy. You don't care about her. It's all
no, I don't care about
penis.
Her right now. For a day, I'm going to be a misogynist, and I'm just going to hear my penis, and I feel like I do doggy style, and I probably have to try missionary, and I have to try jackhammer just to see why it feels so good.
Yeah.
But I would let her know that I will do other things, too.
Yeah.
But I would knock off doggy style. I think missionary, like, do people, I mean, I feel like, guys, it's a universal crowd pleaser, or you don't like missionary?
No, missionary's great.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
So I would try that.
Okay.
I would try, what else would I do? I would grab my balls. I play with my balls. But I have balls too, right? I wouldn't take a penis, no balls.
Course.
Totally get the whole package.
You'd have huge
that would
balls.
Suck. You're like, here, you can have a penis, but no balls. I'd play with my balls. I might trim.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't
a little manscape.
Nah, I only have it for a day.
You don't
have
time.
I don't have time to manscape. I've got 24 hours around the clock. I might do something inappropriate. Like maybe I would flash someone.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of all the grossest things men have done with their penises. I might send dick pics. Like, yes. I might, like, just to everyone I
everyone
know.
Everyone on your Instagram DMs, you just send them all dick pics?
To the 700,000 people on our Facebook page who have liked us and sent dick pics, I'm going to send them all a goddamn dick pic back, and it's going to be awesome.
That would rule. That'd be good. You didn't even mention that you would get a blowjob.
Oh, I would get a blowjob. For sure. I'm just trying to think of who my partner is. In my brain, I don't have like a... Not that I've been with women before as a woman, but not like...
It's a fantasy world. You have a penis for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Who are you going to have sex with? Like, you have access to anybody.
I don't know. I don't have like...
No, I'm not saying you have like a lesbian fantasy. You just say, you know what? I have a penis. I'm going to have sex with that girl.
I have sex with a girl. I don't know. No one comes to mind.
No? Fuck. No? Oh, man.
Wow. Who'd be fun? Who?
I'm just saying, wow. Yeah. Like, there's so many to choose from.
You have access to anybody.
I don't want to say. I don't want to discriminate. Really. Right. I don't know.
You don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
I kind of don't want to know.
Like, I wish Emily would have sex with me.
Here's the thing. I want to be like a 21-year-old mindset of a man with a penis who doesn't really
have any feelings.
Okay, people, don't get upset. It's not stereotypical. Some of you 21-year-olds are super sensitive.
Uh-huh.
But I want to be the guy who, like, I don't even know where her face is. Like, I don't even know her face.
Yeah.
I just want to feel the vagina. Right. And have sex with her. Because then I feel like if it was someone that I fantasize about, then I would have to be that guy. I would like to be selfish in this day with my penis.
Okay.
For the first half of the day. And then the second half of the day, maybe I would like to become, you know, try to, like, give a woman an orgasm. I feel like I would be really good at that. But the first half of the day, I would just go crazy. Like, masturbate everywhere and, like,
masturbate.
Fuck things, stick my penis in, like, mattresses and stuff. And
yeah, that's what guys stuck do.
Like, get it stuck in, like, a Coke bottle. People are always, like, calling in love. Like, my penis got, like, I would do crazy shit.
What, you didn't even mention anal. See, come on.
I'm not a big fan of anal with a vagina. I mean, like, in my life, like, as a woman. I like it, but it's not, like, my go-to.
But you're not receiving
it. No, but I know, but, dude, this is, like, how long did I got to eat, too? It's, like, a really long day. What else am I missing penis-wise? Maybe I try a cock ring.
Oh,
because I'd want to feel vibrations. Uh-huh. Like, vibrations feel great on a man, as we know. And so I would try that. I might just show my guy friends, be like, want to take a piss? Because I'm sure it'd be big. I'd go to the bathroom, and then I'd, like, show everyone how big it is.
Whip it out.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And then I might do inappropriate things at the gym. I don't know.
Love it.
In the sauna or something.
You got a full day.
Full day. But I've always said that. I would like to. Would you like to have a vagina for a day or no?
No.
I know
no.
you would.
But, I mean, guys say, like, oh, if I had a vagina, I would just stick things up there all day long.
That's true, though. Who's got time? I barely have time. That's, like, my job. Yeah. I mean, not penises.
I mean, I would just, like, go out and get free drinks or something.
That's the fun. Yeah. That, as a woman, you get, like, you know, you get discounts, you get free drinks, free trips. You know, you get into a sugar daddy relationship or something. Yeah, no,
that's
it's true.
That's pretty much all I would do. It would be boring.
Okay, we're not... Africa,
okay, back to...
No,
to
we you can finish. We're going to go talk. To some emails. But,
right.
but another thing you could do is if all that stuff is too hard for you and too gushy or too weird, just, like, you guys could take a long, hot bath together. Throw in bubble bath. Wash each other down. It's like foreplay. It's like a good lead up to foreplay. Like, get sensual. Like,
candles. Shower is awesome.
No, not shower. Like a bathtub. Fine shower is okay.
All right, but, the bathtub with the rose petals and the candles, all that crap.
It's awesome.
And
I'm telling you.
The bubble bath. I get it. But isn't shower sex awesome?
No, shower sex is awesome. I was thinking the bathtub slows
so
it down.
'80s.
What do you mean? I've had a bath. That's the '80s.
I'm
okay.
Kidding.
Also,
but you have to have a good sized bathtub.
Yeah.
Just because when you try to get into a regular sized one,
you have that problem. You get stuck.
I
agree.
Stuck. Like my legs cramp.
Dude, like, you sound like a really good time in bed. You sound like a party.
I know, I'm really selling myself, aren't I?
Not at all, dude. I hope you guys never break up. I hope you never break up. Okay. So another thing is if it's too early in your relationship for, like, the mushy stuff and, like, the heart-to-heart, the looking each other's eyes sex, like Madison and her boyfriend with their pounding hearts beating as one, you could also just say, like, what are the most memorable times we had sex together? You could be like... If you're a new thing and you want to, like, expand it, you could be like, what was our memorable sexy moments? What would you like to try in the future? Discuss your fantasies, that whole bucket list thing. I'm just trying to infuse some sexy stuff into your Valentine's Day. But we can get into
no,
now.
No, that's great, though.
Okay, good. You're just so adverse to it.
No. I'm just messing with you. I'm giving you a hard time.
Okay, cool.
But I do believe...
Do you think one of those things will stick that night? Are you going to be...
Definitely,
but
no. I mean, let's be 100% honest.
It's menace. What?
I mean, having that conversation of like, oh, what's the greatest time we ever had sex?
With each other.
With each other. That's a hard conversation why? For a guy to have. I know why it shouldn't be.
But why is it hard for you? Wouldn't you want to know if she was like, oh, my God, that time we were at the Doubletree and you anally penetrated me? Why wouldn't you like to hear that?
No, I would love to hear that.
Sounds like a rap song.
No, I just think it's like
at the Doubletree, and you ain't a leave penetrating me.
Exactly.
I don't think I like, do it it's impossible, time. And I bet many couples out there have really strong relationships and having those types of discussions. For me personally, and I know a lot of guys are like this, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and that's something that they just need to get over. I need to get over that.
You do. And I give you, I think you guys should talk about, I think you probably have never talked about sex with her.
No, I do. I do.
I'm just saying you should do it. So
but I just don't want to have a discussion every time I have sex with her.
It's not every time. Guys think it's, we were talking about this, Madison. Guys, like, I don't want, was it talking to you about this or someone? They're like, maybe it wasn't, I always assume with Madison because I talked to her more than anybody. I think I was talking to my friend. They're like, I know. It's like, guys always assume that we talk all the time. I'm like, we don't, but sometimes you gotta have a talking relationship. But guys are always like, she's gonna want to talk. Like, just you do everything you can to avoid the talk.
Send it in an email and it'd be much better.
No, it's not true.
Fuck yeah, I'll just read the instructions.
I'll just send some funny reaction gifs, okay?
Exactly. Do we have time for an email?
Yeah, just do emojis. Throw an email.
Which one should we do? Let's do one that's a good one here.
What do you got?
We only got time for one.
I hope people enjoyed the show today.
Yeah,
I had a lot
it was
of fun.
It was super fun. Tell us what you like and write us on iTunes. I love whenever you say that, Menace, we do people actually listen to you.
Oh, thank you.
And they go to iTunes.
Because I make them feel guilty. I'm like, look, you don't pay for the show. I hope you enjoy it. The least you can do is just go on the computer real quick if you have iTunes.
Or on your phone.
On your phone. And it has a little comment section, a little, you know, places to put stars. Emily would like for you to put 5 stars. Me, personally, I don't really care. You know, just be honest. Just put the amount of stars in the comments. And let's say, oh, I'm, you know, I'm an Android user. I don't use iTunes. Well, wherever you listen to the show.
Like Stitcher. Even,
if you listen on Stitcher, Podcast you listen One. On Podcast One. You listen
Spotify. You can listen on Spotify now.
Spotify. All podcasts?
Yeah. I think so.
Ours was one of the first I remember.
Yeah, on Spotify. We get emails sometimes. People will be like,
Spotify,
you on Spotify,
everything, the Sex with Emily website. Anywhere you can comment and rate the show, that's all we
ask. Tell your friends,
that's all we really need.
So,
you know?
That's so sweet.
Because it just helps, to be real, it boosts Emily up in the ratings, and that just helps
and
us.
And emotionally.
Emotionally. It's like emotional support for her. But also boosts the ratings and then helps pay for the show.
Right.
You know?
Thank
or
you,
you. So you guys don't have to.
Right. Right. Just, thank
real
you.
Real quick. Not to guilt trip you.
No. Just do that. That was fun. Thank you. Let's do an email.
Okay.
So thank you, everyone, for emailing feedback@sexwithemily.com, including your name, where you live, how you listen.
All right.
Helpful. Hey, Emily. I'm a 27-year-old male from Wisconsin, and I've been loving listening to your show via the iTunes podcast app for a year now. I currently live with my girlfriend of 5 years, and I love her so much. Unfortunately, 2 years ago, we completely stopped having sex for almost a year because we were so busy starting our careers. We realized it was a big problem, and we've been working to fix it. We've been experimenting with some toys to try to spice things up. However, it seems like there's no spontaneity left. Almost every time we have sex, it's scheduled. I don't mind having scheduled sex, but would like for it to happen randomly from time to time as well. What are some ways we can fix this? Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks, Jay. So he's trying to fix it up. He's, you know, mix it up. They tried scheduled sex, but that can also, at least they're having sex now. It's like,
yeah.
You know, but now we want spontaneity. So good for you, Jay, recognizing there's a problem and focusing on sex again and making it part of your focus.
Uh-huh.
Because scheduled sex is a good place to start. Now, when I first started the show, Medicine, people were like, oh, scheduled sex. I'm like, that sounds like a death sentence.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, now we have sex. Then we eat the dinner. Then we take out the clothing. Like, there's nothing sexy about that. But for a lot of couples who are very busy or they just sex isn't happening, you know, for they don't want it at the same time. When you know that, like, every Saturday night and Tuesday you have sex, then the rest of the week you don't feel pressure. Like, one of the parties in the relationship might feel like, oh, he always wants it and I don't. So you just know. And that actually helps couples because, like, I know every Saturday and Tuesday we have sex. But you also, like everything, you got to mix it up a little. So he needs to create an environment for having the spontaneous sex because with the scheduled sex, he probably doesn't really, like, try to set the mood and do stuff like that. So there could be things that would get her in the mood and create, because nothing really is truly that spontaneous. But what he could do is, like, do things to connect to her. And, I mean, it sounds like they've both been working really hard. He said that's why they weren't having sex. So he could create an environment that's conducive to sex. So, again, tequila sex night. Up the bedroom. Tequila night's always a good thing, right? A little alcohol. Make it central place. You know, reminder, rather than a reminder of things that have to be done, like your bedroom when it's all messy, like papers, like clean up the room, do an act of service for her. Maybe she's stressed out about something with work, or she's been wanting to, like, clean out the laundry. I don't know. Do laundry. Like, women, this is, I used to think this was a joke as well. It's like, oh, women find men doing chores around the house sexy, but they really do, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys, you think women, a lot of women are just the burden of a lot of chores are put on them. I don't mean to. It's so hard these days. I want to be PC. But typically, no, women say, if he empties the dishwasher or he puts gas in my car, like, my that makes you feel like good. My coworker
says that his wife gets super hot whenever he fixes something.
Yeah, it's true. It's hot. Like, do something nice for her. Like, she might be stressed out. Like, a little change of scenery, too. Go away together. Go to a hotel. Keep experimenting, though, with the toys and positions. And if you feel like, you said that's been working a little bit, I would ask her, like, again, men might not have this conversation, but say, so of these toys we've tried, this, you know, clitoral stimulator or this, you know, rabbit vibe, which ones did you like and why? Like, I feel like people might try things, but they might not have the dialogue around it to know where to go next and to keep expanding it. So that's what I think he's got to do. But I think you're on the track here. He made the scheduled sex happen, and now he's going to make the more spontaneous sex. And I hope that everybody has some sex. And if you're single on Valentine's Day, little self-loving goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
It's sex with someone you love, and it's a holiday about love. And I love all of you. So I really do. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show and supporting us into our 11th year now. And I hope everybody has a wonderful month, Valentine's Day, day of love, whether you're with your friends, yourself, your lover, whatever. Make it special. So thank you, Menace.
Thank you, Emily.
You're at Menace across the board?
Yes. And then my dog, Chiro, on Instagram, she loves all the followers.
She's so cute. Okay.
Baby.
You get her bark box? That's like a thing?
No, I haven't.
Okay, forget it. Don't do that. Okay, thank you, Madison. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Let me tell you about Promescent. Did you know 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? Well, guess what? You don't have to now. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex you want. And you don't have to think about something else, so you don't have to ejaculate like your aunt with her furry mustache. You can focus on your partner's body now that you're having the sex that you want and that she wants and that he wants and that you all want, because it helps you last longer, even if you're not a premature ejaculator. But let's say you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10, try out Promescent. Go to Promescent.com or just go to our website and click on the banner. Thanks. Also, you know how much I love Podcast One, and we all love hearing from you here. So send your tweets, your comments to Podcast One, and take their very important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses help make the show the best it can be, and you can help them by grant your request if you fill out the survey. That's how it works, right? We want to know what we can do to improve. So check it out. Go to podcastone.com and take the survey. How do you feel about the show? What could they do better? And we appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening.